This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
How are we using our wealth? Are we using it in a way that can help the community, can help education, can help other people, or we are just simply using it for the sake of the betterment of our own, very own personal lives? بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life, where today this is Nahid having the honor of hosting you on another episode. We are going to talk about wealth and the way we are spending the money that God gives us and how we should actually go for the ways of spending it. But before everything, let's go for a very small part of the prose written by Saadi Shirazi, the famous prose writer and poet of Persia, and see the way he is going to put the concept of wealth in the form of the literature, the beauty of literature, while at the same time keeping the Islamic views in mind as a Muslim prose writer. He puts it this way, that say not that no dignity excels that of sovereignty, for no kingdom is more free from care than that of the dervish. They that are the most lightly burdened reach the destination first. The poor man is afflicted by lack of bread, the king by the care of his kingdom. Though one may rule and another may serve, though the one be exalted to the height of Saturn and the other languish in a prison, when death has claimed them, it will not be possible to distinguish between the two. So at the time of death, the time that there is no difference in the positions of any people, not regarding the great samples like our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wealth is not playing anymore. So what matters is the way we are behaving, the way we are using wealth, even in the service of our betterment in the hereafter as well. So whoever exclaims the verses of Quran trying to find out Islam's perception of wealth, money, good, and all which is of use to man, will certainly conclude that the Quran also regards all the existing things on earth as means to satisfy the human needs and no more. Quran always urges man to cut off his ties with them. That is why it dispraises the love of money, the accumulation of wealth, and the collection of property for no justified reason. Our holy book forbids these harmful practices and decides that money, wealth, and products have an economic role, which they should play in order to keep life going on. It is unacceptable in the perspective of Islam that these things become a target to which we direct all our effort and energies. Islam strictly forbids amassing wealth without investing it in profitable and honorable projects. Employing all available means, Islam emphasizes this critical economic concept. It works to instill it in man as to weaken greediness and large-scale amassing of wealth, and to face up to the economic inequity. The Holy Book of Quran mentions, no, but you honor not the orphans, nor do you urge one another to feed the poor, and you devour heritage, devouring all, and you love wealth with exceeding love. Other verse of Quran puts it this way, that, woe, lo, every slanderer, defamer, who amasses wealth and counts it, he thinks that his wealth will make him abide. No, he will certainly be hurled into the crushing disaster. And we have it continued in the Holy Book of Quran. So keep your duty to Allah as much as you can. And here and obey and spend, it is better for your souls. And whoever is saved from the greediness of his soul, these are the ones that are successful.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Besides these holy verses of the great book of Quran, which we mentioned, we find a hadith. We have our great imams mentioning the teachings of the Quranic teachings, like repeating the ones that we also can find in Quran, which broaden the horizons of economic thought. These hadith and the sources of Islam can help us understand the notion of money and how we can just use it in the way of the betterment of our life. Like, again, in Quran, we have it mentioned, Allah has certainly given the poor a share of their wealth of the well-to-do, for the paying of which they deserve no praise. It is zakat. Thanks to zakat, the blood of Muslims was spurred, and they were called Muslims. But next to zakat, Allah has made a portion of wealth of the rich due to the belonging to the poor. So even one portion of the money and wealth given to the rich people is going to be considered as part of the money given to the poor people. Knowing this, that Allah, the Almighty, the one who had requested us, is not only looking at the poor people at this view, the view that we are talking about is taking the sides of the both. Like, as a rich person, imagine this, a rich person is doing no activities of the Islam, is not following and sharing any of the portions of the money given, the blessings that are given by the Almighty, and they continue to be greedier and greedier. But on the other hand, a person is wealthy enough, is rich with money and with blessings, and now they are also sharing it with the poor people. They are following the teachings of Islam. They are following the zakat and everything that Islam has requested and commanded us towards. These people are better at controlling themselves in the face of greed, and the wealth that they have has more of barakah, has more of the thing that Prophet puts it, the way that mentions their money is going to be more and more increased in a way that's as if God is looking at the money that they are gaining. In his letter to Malik Ashtar, Imam Ali alayhi salam outlines the responsibilities of the Islamic State. He concerns the poor and the rich people. Imam writes to Malik, "Then I want to caution you about the poor. Fear Allah about their conditions and your attitudes towards them. They have no support, no resources, and no opportunities. They are poor, they are destitute, and many of them are crippled and unfit for work. Some of them come out begging, and some who maintain self-respect do not beg. But their condition screams about their distress, poverty, destitution, and wants. For the sake of God, Malik, protect them and their rights. He has laid the responsibility of this up on your shoulder. You must fix a share for them from the government treasury. Even the wealth that is for the Islamic government, which was ruled by the best governor ever, Imam Ali alayhi salam, one part of the money, one part of the wealth is going to be devoted to the poor people based on the reasons that Imam alayhi salam mentions. So even the government treasures considered as the plans and the thing, everything that the government owns is going to be shared by the other people and by the poor people as the most important example too. So with this wish that if we gain wealth, which inshallah we will to the extent that the Almighty wants us to gain, and with this wish, this is more important than gaining the wealth. With this wish that if we have something that is of value, that calls us wealthy, with it comes the feeling and the great generosity. If it's not even generosity, it's doing the duty that God has recommended. Comes this bravery, this power to be generous enough to share with others and to be caring of the religion, of the traditions of our great prophet. With this great wish, let's end today's episode of For a Better Life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of